Well, I wanted to talk about something the Muses talked about this morning. Gordon's sitting right here. You guys talked irrational fears or just fears in general?
We're mainly focusing on irrational fears.
Okay, yeah. I have one that is ridiculous.
I love it.
But it is absolutely a fear of mine. I do believe that there's going to be one time I'm rolling down the street, the highway, driving. Someone's going to flick a cigarette out of the window.
Oh, the exploding
gas
tank.
It's going to bounce up, and it's going to make my car explode.
Yeah, I have that one, too.
Do you really?
I always wince when someone does that in front of me. I go over it, and I'm prepared for an IED-like experience.
Yes. Yeah. I will do everything possible to avoid that cigarette.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to try not to have an accident. I have also on the freeway, like, whoa. And then you drive up next to him and you look at him as you roll by. Dude, you could have killed me.
I know.
The guy's like, what? Donnie said he will cause a crash rather than risk.
I would try not to.
The explosion. Like,
one time I remember a couple of cars on either side of me and I couldn't avoid it. And as I went over the cigarette, I closed my eyes.
Yes,
just thinking,
that's
okay,
what I do.
This is it.
What is that rooted in? Is there one movie where this happened? I mean, that is insane to actually.
I don't know.
Like, the principle of it I get, and I would almost think get caught up in your engine and cause some sort of damage. It's more likely to blow into your window and burn your Corinthian leather on your car seats. Than it is to get into your gas tank. It's not
I'm not
possible.
Even saying it's going to get into my gas tank. It's just going to bounce underneath the car, lodge in there somewhere, and blow it up because of the heat.
I'm actually googling. Has a cigarette ever exploded a car?
It seems like something James Bond would do in a movie.
Google women scissoring.
That is auto-saved.
It's kind of the same thing, yeah.
I would love to see
I love
Gordon
researching seamstresses and
Gordon, he references
pinking shears.
He references the depths of what the internet has to offer. He does it subtly.
What?
He knows.
And he also knows
he can't research all that.
He can't sneak many past me. We have an odd knowing nod. We both know what CFNM means.
I'm sorry.
You know what that means.
I have no idea
you
what that
don't.
Means.
Clearly you don't because you're a normal person. The hairy,
you should get into it, though, Donald.
The hairy one over there knows
what's the...
It's all right.
CFNM, that's one. Don't. How about JOI, Gordo?
Not on work internet, Donovan.
Jeez. I'm very excited to explore this when I get home.
Don't.
Don't?
Don't. I don't think
it's like if you're into fashion.
Just look up capital M, lowercase m.
He's writing these down on his pad. And he's going to leave it on his breakfast nook, and Twiggy's going to see this.
I'm gonna look it up.
And you better hope she doesn't know what the hell it
happening,
means.
I'm going to say, hey, I was told to look these up by Gordon and Saroy.
That is white people land, I believe.
Oh, is it really?
In her rankings.
All right.
I don't think I have any too irrational fears, certainly not on that level. Machine and I both mentioned the fear that I'll be in any either tall building or tower, and that's the day it's going to fall over. Like, I'm very, but that's just maybe the most common. I guess it's a fear of heights.
Gravity's going to get us at some point.
Because any tower, if you're up in the Space Needle in Seattle and you stay up there for 10 million years, it will fall over. And by that logic, it could fall over today.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
So
but
that's, we said irrational.
Yeah. I've always wondered why I can't sleep on planes, and I always think that someone that's getting up to go to the bathroom or do anything is going to try to open the door and kill all of us.
They're going straight for the door?
Yeah. And that's I don't want to sit in the exit rows. I don't want to have that responsibility, but I do if I'm nodding off, but I see someone get up, I will kind of eyeball them. I don't care what they look like.
What about that deadlift, though, dude? We need you on that exit row. You're the last line of defense.
Yeah. Nah.
Okay, I'd like to think you would tackle somebody if they were fiddling with the door.
Yes. I would tackle. I would intervene. That's.
And it's some old lady actually at the bathroom, and you're like, oh, God.
But is she.
Sorry.
Well, if she's at the wrong door. Yeah, if it's an old lady, I'm not going to tackle her. I'm just going to say, hey.
Speaking of wrong door, DP.
That's almost too mainstream for me.
I kind of know
that.
How
about Forced O?
About what?
Forced O?
Let me write that one down also.
I got a good guess on that one. And in.
Whoa.
Well, not like fun forced.
What's going on here?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. This is getting more and more uncomfortable.
This is like a text message conversation between them two.
Oh, my God.
Check this one out. Okay, have either of you ever shared a link from one of those? Like, hey, this is so great. Check it out.
I've not shared pornography with anyone since I had it on VHS.
Whatever.
And you were talking about
every other email I get from him.
Oh, yeah.
Subject line, black bread. I don't even know what that means. I don't even open them.
Vacuum love.
Wait, you don't open them.
Vacuum lock.
You guys ever try those parts of Reddit? It's fun.
Oh, I've taken a swim through. Well, hold on. Are you just talking NSFW? Or are you talking...
Listen to him.
What else?
The crowdsourced variety?
I'll take a dip. I'll take a dip in there.
How often do you dip
the parts
in those
of Reddit
waters?
Where you have to verify you're 18?
Yeah, okay. You have to log. That's why the only reason I even logged into Reddit or signed up for an account. What are you asking me? I don't know. Like, first off, Reddit is an amazing site.
Do you swim?
Okay, so if you like naked girls, which I think everybody does, sometimes your life finds itself in an intersection where you are alone in front of a computer looking for said naked girls. And if you don't want to go with the professionals,
every lunch hour,
you can go with amateurs who are just girls next door, so to speak, taking pictures of themselves.
They're like literally the lady next door.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah. That's one of my things.
My neighbor.
Cunning stunt.
Oh!
Whoa!
Norm.
Dump that. Dump that.
What was that?
Hitman pops in the door. I thought he was in Kenya.
Check it out.
What'd you say that was? M? Capital M?
Just kind of fun. What is it? Gone Wild Audio. What does that mean?
You guys are... Wow.
It's a big wild world out there, Donovan.
Boy, and I am in the corner of that world, not with my eyes closed in the dark with sunglasses on, dude.
Do I put tentacle in parentheses, or is it do I just
tentacle?
Okay.
Hey, we know what we're talking about, Jer. We do not need that.
How about a headbutt?
I have an irrational fear that all the money I spent on college was for nothing.
It's not irrational.
Oh, wait.
It's the most rational.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I do think, in all seriousness, I'm gonna die via electrocution.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I don't think that's irrational. That is something that can kill you.
Yeah, especially you.
Especially me. Mm-hmm. I'm always
electric. Stuff.
Always doing dumb crud.
I'm always ankle deep in water, fiddling around in my.
Your living room is water based.
If you're not actually doing that, it is irrational. People don't get electrocuted that often.
No, but that's a very common...
Final
very
Destination
common.
1 and 2.
Yeah. I don't think that's irrational. If you're talking about something that can kill you, like a cigarette flying out of a car and exploding your car is irrational because it basically can't do it. People die from electrocution every hour.
That
every
no,
hour.
Not.
Yes, they do. Someone, you don't think on Earth someone dies via electrocution every hour?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they do.
Strong counter.
I'm gonna need the stats to back it up, and not just saying you saying they do.
Search WhoCow, HUCOW. Let's see what that is.
Just pick. I think he has any idea.
She's hooked up to a machine. Oh God.
Sibian.
FSAW.
They're like your friends below your waist.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm what? Trying to look up. Enough. Okay, stop this. What? I'm talking to you guys. He's done with this portion now.
Tell us.
I'm trying to find electricity death stats, so I'm not gonna, but it's fairly common.
Okay.
So not irrational.
Okay, I'll look it up for you. I'll look it up for
you. I would tell you this.
Electricity death
how about this?
Stats porn.
Porn. Teen.
Teen electrical deaths. Yes.
Norm, please.
Here's one for you, Donovan. You want a hot one? I'd say way, way more people die via electrocution than die via shark attack, which is something that you would consider to be a realistic, not even an irrational fear. And
yes.
Society probably wouldn't consider that to be an irrational fear because that is something that can happen and does make the news. But a shark attack makes the news nationwide if it happens in Daytona Beach. But if some electrician zaps himself silly
Iowa. I don't think that's hot. I believe you. I agree with you.
Okay.
That more people will die from electrocution than sharks. But I don't think there's a person an hour and a half dying from a shark attack. Like you said, a person every hour is dying from electrocution.
Maybe multiple people.
Femdom.
All right.
Razzers.
Femdom.
Let's go
Not
over
bad.
Let's go over the show. And let's start backwards. At 11:30, we will talk about Cam Newton and his hot sports opinions that he threw out. At 11:10, we have these nuts and bolts, things that need to be tightened up. At 10:50, we will take a swim through Black Twitter, Norm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. Scrote torture.
And
crush.
And letting you know how it absolutely Stop. Exploded yesterday. But coming up next... It's the 20-year anniversary of the last time the Cowboys
Hold
won.
On.
Okay.
This is in the United States. Each year is an estimated average of 60 electrocutions associated with consumer products. Okay, so that's not even counting electricians or the dudes dangling up on power wires, which happens
HVAC.
All the time. That's just people using stuff at their house in America.
60 a year.
60 a year. In the United States.
Okay, that's
so
not...
It doesn't sound like one a day.
It really doesn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the planet. Is the United States the entire planet?
Yeah. We have a lot
according
more
to me.
Yes.
All I need is another 300 more I'm worldwide, where safety regulations are a lot less than they are here in the United States. Friends,
breath play.
What they can't afford electronics.
Play? That's not a bad argument. That there's way more electronics here than elsewhere.
Oh yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah.
Crank it.
Look at
Just crank that.
Crank. Does it make you jump?
Okay, coming up next, we will talk about the 20th anniversary of the Cowboys last winning the Super Bowl, and Jerry had a lot to say at the Senior Bowl. All next here on The Ticket.
Human toilet.